prayer this blessed day is offered to Christ, my King and God, beseeching Him to forgive my sins. From the Psalms of our Father David, the Prophet and the King, may His blessings be with us all. Amen. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish as they wear. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my King on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has said to me. You are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him and live. Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Alleluia. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart. more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Alleluia. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction, their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue, pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels, cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround them as with a shield. Alleluia. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake, for in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning all night. I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. Alleluia. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You who set your glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Alleluia. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I'll arise, says the Lord. I'll set him in the safety for which he yearns. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth. Purified seven times, you shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. Alleluia. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sore in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God, enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say I have prevailed against him, lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Alleluia. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Alleluia. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. And to the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their swords shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. You, O Lord, are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lions have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Alleluia. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Alleluia. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Oh, bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Alleluia. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I'll be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Alleluia. Oh God, you are my God, early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me, but those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for jackals, but the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Alleluia. God, be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then there shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all lands of the earth shall fear him. Alleluia. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Praise the servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother with children. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness, do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant. Alleluia. Holy, holy, the holy gospel according to St. John, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. His blessing be with us all. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, to whom is due glory forever. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Now of his fullness we have all received in grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen. We worship you, my Lord Jesus Christ, with you, your Father, and the Holy Spirit. For you have come and saved us, have mercy upon us. Amen. O true light that gives light to every man who comes into the world, you have come to the world because of your love for mankind and all creation. Rejoice at your coming. You saved our father Adam from the deception of the serpent. You delivered our mother Eve from the pangs of death, and you gave us the spirit of adoption. Let us therefore praise you and bless you, saying, Doxa Patrike, Eioke, Agium Nemati. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O Christ, our Lord, the true light, as daylight shines upon us, let the bright senses and the luminous thoughts shine within us, and do not let the darkness of sinful passions overtake us, so that we may praise you with David, saying, my eyes are awake even before dawn, that I may meditate on your word. Hear our voices according to your great mercy, and revive us, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Kenin ke ain ke estos eonas doni onon. Amen. Now and forever and unto the age of all ages. Amen. O Theotokos, the Mother of God, the second heaven, you are the honored Mother of the Light, who is blessed and praised from sunrise to sunset by all generations. For you are the bright and unchanging blossom and the ever-Virgin Mother, where the Father chose you and the Holy Spirit overshadowed you, and the Son humbled himself to take flesh from you to become man. Therefore, we implore you to intercede with him to save the world that he created and to deliver it from tribulation. Let us praise him with a new hymn and bless him now and at all times and forevermore. Amen. Let us praise with the angels, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you, we confess to you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you for your great glory. O Lord, Heavenly King, God the Father, the Pentecostor, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. O Lord, God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. You who sit at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us, for you only are holy, you only are the Lord. O Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, glory to God the Father, amen. Every day will I bless you, and I'll praise your name forever. Yes, forever and ever. Amen. Through the night watches my soul wakes early unto you, O my God, for your precepts are light upon the earth. I continually pursue your ways, for you have become a help unto me. My voice shall you hear in the morning. Early will I stand before you, and you shall see me. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, was born of the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, was crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended into the heavens, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, remember our sins. O Lord, pardon our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have slept, O Lord, repose their souls. O you who are without sin, have mercy on us. O you sinless one, help us and accept our prayers unto you. For glory, dominion, and triple holiness are due to you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. Make us, O Lord, worthy to pray to you thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hail to you, we ask you, Saint, full of glory, the ever-Virgin Theotokos, Mother of Christ. Offer our prayers unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to the Holy Virgin, who has brought forth unto us the true light, Christ our God. Ask the Lord on our behalf that he may have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins. O Virgin Mary, the Holy Theotokos, the faithful advocate of all mankind, intercede on our behalf before Christ, whom you brought forth, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who has born to us Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. We exalt you, the Mother of true light, and we glorify you, Saint Theotokos, for brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory to you, our Master, our King Christ, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the steadfastness of the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one God, and who worship him, we glorify him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless, amen. Truly we believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all these, the light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one instance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended in the heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again as Lord, just living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen. Our Lord, listen to us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. Kyrie eleison, 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 Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Sabbath. Heaven and earth are full of glory and honor. O God, the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our tribulations and adversities but you. O God, absolve, remit, and forgive us our sins, which we did willfully and unwillfully, those which we committed knowingly and unknowingly, the concealed ones and the manifest ones. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins. Make us, O Lord, worthy to pray to you thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O God, Lord of hosts, who exists before all ages and abides forever, who created the sun for daylight and the night to provide rest for all men, we thank you, O King of all ages, for you granted us to pass this night in peace and have brought us to daybreak. Therefore we ask you, our Lord, King of all ages, make your face shine upon us and let the light of your divine knowledge enlighten us. O our Master, grant us to be children of light and of day, so that we may pass this day in righteousness, purity, and good conduct, and that we may complete the rest of the days of our life without stumbling. Through the grace, compassion, and the love of mankind of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, now and at all times and to the end of all ages. Amen. O Lord, who brings forth light and who makes his sun rise upon the good as well as on the evil, who made the light that shines upon the whole world, we ask you, Master of all, to enlighten our minds, our hearts, and our understanding. Grant us to please you this day. Protect us from all evil, all sin, and all the power of the enemy. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, who is blessed and glorified with you, our Father, and the Holy Spirit, life-giver, who is of one essence with you now and at all times and to the end of all ages. Amen. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator, have mercy. Have mercy. have mercy upon us, O God, have mercy upon us, who at all times and at every hour is worshipped and glorified in heaven and on earth. O Christ, our good Lord, who is long-suffering, abundant in mercy and full of compassion, who loves the righteous and shows mercy to all sinners, of whom I am chief, who does not wish the death of the sinner, but rather to repent and to live, who calls all men to salvation and to the promised forthcoming rewards. O Lord, accept our prayers at this hour and every hour, facilitate our lives and guide us to act according to your commandments. Sanctify our souls, cleanse our bodies, set aright our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our sicknesses, forgive us our sins, and deliver us from every evil, grief, and anguish of heart. Surround us by your holy angels, that we may be guided and guarded by them to attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of your imperceptible and infinite glory, for you are blessed forever. Amen. Finally, O Lord, hear us through the intercession of Saint Mary, the Archangel Michael, and all your angels and saints when we cry out to you, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.